bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Hey, that's pretty peppy, isn't it? Today on the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast, we're going to talk about the Buffaloed Bills. And in case you missed it, the owner of the Buffalo Bills of the NFL wants a brand new football stadium built for his professional football team in western New York State. And oh boy, here we go again. Buffalo Bills owner Terry Pegula and his wife Kim also control the city's Buffalo Sabres of the National Hockey League. A Penn State grad, Pegula made his fortune in the oil and gas business by starting his own company called East Resources. Getting in on the early phases of the Marcellus shale boom, he eventually would flip a large part of his production company to Shell Oil for a cool $4.7 billion and his West Virginia and Ohio properties to American Energy Partners for another $1.75 billion.
Excellent.
When the family of Buffalo Bills' original founder, Ralph Wilson, put up the team for sale, Terry Pegula won the bid in 2014 over another offer made by some guy named Donald Trump and his partner, John Bon Jovi. Yes, that's correct. However, in October 2014, Buffalo Bills fans rejoiced as local businessman Terry Pegula, with many ties to the local community, bought the NFL team for $1.4 billion in cash. Bada boom, bada bing, it's good to be the local sports king. The Buffalo Bills were founded as one of the initial franchises in the old American Football League back in 1960. They merged into the NFL in 1970. The team operates in one of the smallest media markets in the National Football League, with a metropolitan area of just about 1.1 million people. That's number 49 in the United States. It's a slightly smaller market than the New Orleans Saints have at 1.2 million, and they only lead the Green Bay Packers, who have about 600,000 people in their metropolitan area. Green Bay, though, unlike Buffalo, is the only community-owned franchise in major professional sports. The Buffalo Bills, like most other NFL franchises, is controlled by one single family entity who can decide whether the franchise stays or it goes, like right now, for example. And despite the relatively small size of the city of Buffalo along Lake Erie in comparison to other NFL markets, the attendance at Buffalo Bills games is nearly always among the highest in the National Football League. Built in 1973, Rich Stadium, which was named for a Buffalo area food products company, was put in suburban Orchard Park and initially had a seating capacity of 80,000 when it opened. Well, after a few changes have been made to modify the stadium, primarily to add more luxury boxes for those high roller fans, the current seating capacity at this facility has shrunk to about 71,000. While on vacation several years ago, my family and I drove by the stadium on our way to see nearby Niagara Falls. The football field and the majority of the seating are built below ground level, so the only thing when you drive by from the outside are the top portions of the upper deck and the light standards. It's kind of weird. The placement of the football field and the stands below ground level, though, was intended to help limit the fans' exposure to the very cold winds which blow in from Lake Erie. And since the stadium is open air, the swirling winds still play havoc, though, with punting and field goal attempts at this football field. Now the stadium is about 50 years old, and it could use a facelift. The current governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has already dedicated $130 million of the state's budget for that purpose already. And that's a lot of money for a football stadium which is only used for about 8 to 10 times a year by the local NFL team, isn't it? Unless you realize, though, that the Buffalo Bills team owner has recently upped the ante and now wants the government, city, state, or otherwise, to build him a brand new football stadium for his team at a cost of upwards of $1.5 billion. Once hailed as a hero, owner Terry Pegula is now turning himself into a cartoon villain like Dishonest John. The lease on the current football stadium in Buffalo expires just 2 years from now, in 2023. And word has started to leak that Pegula has received a very serious offer to move his NFL team from Buffalo to Austin, Texas, if the Buffalo area doesn't commit to building him a new football stadium for his team soon. It's not like the Dallas Cowboys or Houston Texans would like a third team to share the growing Texas pie. Owners of those two Texas franchises would likely object to a relocation attempt by the Buffalo franchise into Central Texas. And for fans of the former Houston Oilers, this all sounds eerily familiar to what happened back in the 1990s. The Oilers were playing in a relatively small, 50,000-seat Astrodome at the time, and the owner, nicknamed Bottom Line Bud Adams by fans, threatened to move his Oilers to Jacksonville, Florida a few times. But he didn't. But he didn't stop complaining either. Finally, he shocked the city by accepting a more generous offer to relocate his NFL team to a larger, brand new stadium being built for his team in Nashville, Tennessee. And thus, the Tennessee Titans were born in 1997. Now, fortunately for Houston, which is the nation's third largest city, the NFL smartly awarded a new football franchise there just a few years later in 2002. And as you might have surmised, a bright, shiny, large new football stadium was built to accommodate this new NFL expansion franchise called the Houston Texans. For what it's worth, the Astrodome still sits empty after almost two decades in Houston, as the locals still can't figure out whether to turn it into a museum or tear it down. Now, if the Buffalo Bills ever leave town in Western New York, there will not be another new franchise awarded to them by the NFL for a new team. Buffalo is too small of a media market to matter very much to the NFL's ownership group. So what do you think they should do in Buffalo? Personally, I think owner Terry Pegula is bluffing right now. He stands to benefit from any additional revenue generated by a larger number of executive suites, overall higher ticket prices, stadium concessions, parking, and the like. If the city of Buffalo and the state of New York are, well, dumb enough to offer to pay for the entire 100% of the cost of building a shiny new $1.5 billion stadium without you, the owner, having to pay a dime, wouldn't you start the negotiations from that position first? Of course you would. I'll now ratchet up the pressure by having the media leak a story about a possible new destination for your area's beloved football team. Oh no, not to Texas, they say. These football-crazy Texas people are willing to burn a lot of money to get our team to the Austin and San Antonio market, aren't they? Well, they tried and failed to get the Oakland Raiders to move there just a few years ago. And by the way, remember what happened to those Oakland Raiders? Yeah, they're now in Las Vegas. Has anyone heard a word about the NFL trying to replace a team in Oakland? That's going to be Buffalo's fate, too. So how badly do the fans and local governments in that area want to keep the NFL Bills in Buffalo? Nearly every economic model will tell you that spending $1.5 billion in taxpayer money to build a new football stadium will never, ever pay out. That's why the owner hasn't offered to do that out of his own pocket already, right? And he only paid $1.4 billion for the entire team itself. Hey, I have a better idea for you, Buffalo. Why don't you offer to buy the team from this current owner and do what the Green Bay Packers did years ago? Make it into a community-owned franchise so no one can ever steal it from you. Let's say that the owner would accept, I don't know, $2 billion for his initial investment of $1.4 billion back in 2014. Here's how the good people of Buffalo and investors from all around the country could get this done. If you found 100,000 owners, that would cost $20,000 per share. But with 200,000 owners, it goes down to $10,000 a share. 1 million owners, $2,000 per share. It's unlikely, but it could be done. And imagine the conversations at homes across Western New York to discuss this. Hey, honey, I'm going to take $20,000 out of our retirement fund so we can buy one 100,000th interest in the Buffalo Bills and keep them in Buffalo. What do you think, dear? Yeah. The loyal supporters of the Buffalo Bills in Western New York, though, deserve a better fate than what just happened in the last few years to equally devoted fans of the Oakland Raiders. And by the way, New Orleans Saints and Jacksonville Jaguars, you need to pay close attention to the story which is unfolding in Buffalo, because you could be next. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see it. Let's go, Buffalo!
Make me wanna shout.